This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed a landmark step towards sustainability with the commissioning of India's first Make in India green hydrogen plant in the port sector at Kandla in Gujarat. The project undertaken by the Deen Dayal Port Authority, DPA, marks a major stride in the nation's efforts to achieve its net zero emissions target. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this is a commendable effort championing sustainability and powering our net zero vision. The plant was operationalized just 4 months after PM Modi laid the foundations for a 10 MW green hydrogen facility during his visit to Bhuj in May 2025. With this, Kandla becomes the first Indian port to house a megawatt-scale indigenous green hydrogen facility, underlining Gujarat's growing role in renewable energy and sustainable infrastructure. The establishment of this green hydrogen plant is expected to play a pivotal role in reducing carbon emissions and promoting clean energy solutions in India's maritime and logistics sectors. President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. President Marcos will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to call on President Marcos during his visit. President Marcos will also visit Bengaluru before returning to Philippines. The first ever Bimstack traditional music festival will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will inaugurate the event. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will perform at the musical evening. Organized by the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, ICCR, the festival called Saptasur, Seven Nations One Melody, will witness celebrations of distinct musical traditions of the seven Bimstack countries. The BJP has alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping two voter IDs, noting that his epic number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing media New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission.
सर्वोच्च नेता के हैं दो एपिक कार्ड तो कार्यकर्ता का हाल क्या होगा क्या इसीलिए ये एसआईआर से डरते हैं तो सोचिए आरजेडी के कांग्रेस के जो तमाम लोग आदि हो गए थे गुंडागर्दी के आधार पर वोट पाने के और चुनाव जीतने के क्या इन्होंने ये दो दो फर्जी वोटर कार्ड बना करके जो रखा हुआ था कहीं उनके पूरे खेल पे पानी तो नहीं फिर गया है.
Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, will begin its 3-day meeting today on the repo rate cut. Chaired by the RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the committee's decision will be announced on Wednesday. Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from both the Balthal and the Pahalgam routes in Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, Divisional Commissioner of Kashmir Vijay Kumar Bhiduri said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the Balthal and Pahalgam routes. He said it has been observed that due to continued deployment of men and machinery on the tracks, the administration would not be able to resume Yatra. More than 4.14 lakh Yatris paid obeisance at the holy cave of Sri Amarnath Ji this year since the commencement of the Yatra on the 3rd of last month. In cricket, the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with host England set to resume the second innings at 339 for 6 against India. England needs just 35 more runs to win, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim victory and level the series. Indian athlete and former Asian champion Abdullah Abu Bakr won the men's triple jump title at the Kosanov Memorial 2025 Athletics Meet in Almaty, Kazakhstan last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.